This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You always have a new coordinator.
Yeah, okay. Kellen Moore was a new coordinator.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of holes with the
Eagles. The way he coached is, like, way different from how they played this year. Yeah. If I say, like, AJ told me, well, players tell me that the offense is really the offense.
No doubt.
They don't care who the corner is. You come over here to fit the Jalen Hurts offense.
The voice of LeSean McCoy talking about what A.J. Brown told him. But the offense, I don't really matter who the coordinator is. It's about Jalen Hurts. It's his offense. It's run his way. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're live today at McGurk's in Fort Washington. There's breakfast specials. Obviously, great lunch menu. Come on out. Phillies start at 1 o'clock. We'll lead you into the game. What'd you make of what LeSean said yesterday on TV? We know he's close to A.J. And the idea that because they've had all these different coordinators, but really – the offense goes the way Jalen makes it go. It's not about the coordinator.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right because you always heard receivers talk about how, you know, if you're not cool with the quarterback, you get froze out of the offense. I think we saw a little bit of what Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs or something, a little bit of a rift. That's a relationship. If you want to be successful, that you have to figure out a way to cultivate. Mm. So, to me, that sounds like some more frustration from AJ in the way that the offense is being played. And it also galvanizes my opinion about how Jalen did what he thought was necessary during the course of the season. You know, whether or not we liked it or not. I remember sitting, to your point, Joe, it's not lost on me that Jalen statistically wasn't where those other guys are in doing what a lot of people felt was needed for the game. Or for his team. But at the end of the day, Jalen is the Super Bowl champion. And however we – see, I think – here's the thing, because we like to do a lot of analogies about cooking and the food and the menu and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. We got a good meal, right?
Great meal. It's a great meal.
We're just not happy with the way it was prepared.
No, I don't –
well, I'm not saying – let me pull that back. Not saying that
maybe
you're
AJ's
unhappy.
Not happy.
Well, you're not – I'm not saying you're not happy, but – we have some reservations about the way the meal was prepared.
I guess I'll say it this way. The meal was good. I enjoyed it. I just think the chef at that five-star restaurant, they're just higher quality chefs.
Yeah.
I enjoy this meal. I mean, this meal is the best Eagles meal I've ever had, as we're trying to bring the analogy back home. It's the best Eagles team I've ever watched play. And he played a very large role in that. He's the quarterback. I believe by the end, he more than held his weight, right? You know, during the season, it felt like at times the running back was carrying the offense and all that. By the last two games, Jalen Hurts didn't just carry the weight. He was the driving force offensively, especially the Super Bowl.
And I think that's almost the same. To me, I look at it like this. We talk about how important Nick Foles was to us winning our first Super Bowl, right?
It's similar. In the title game and Super Bowl, he played incredible.
But I look at it like this. We're not in that position if it wasn't for the contribution of Carson Wentz.
I agree with that.
So it's one of those things because I think that for us as fans, two things that happen as fans of sports. We've put a heavy, heavy emphasis on championships because every conversation that's ever had on any sports talk radio station, it's about a title.
But isn't titles about team, not just individual?
Here's where it gets sticky, Joe. Because for me, when I hear championship, say if I hear Patriots and I hear championship, I immediately think of Tom Brady.
And Belichick.
Well,
I think of those two.
Because
those were the constant.
That's fair.
Right? Everything else changes.
That's fair. But I think for a lot of people, especially in this era, when you hear championship, especially for a quarterback like Jalen, it feels like people are making other excuses. And I'm not saying you are. I'm not saying you are because I think that the way that we handle – and Kyle as well – the way that we handle these conversations, we handle them like most fans should handle. We talk about the facts and the intangibles that mean something to
us. Are you saying we need to be less adults?
Well, no, I'm saying
more name calling.
No, I'm saying that a lot of times when we had this conversation, for a lot of people, it's steeped in something else that ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Well, all I know is this.
And that's the unfortunate thing about having these conversations, because like I said, you talk about Tom Brady. Ain't nobody talking about the defense that he had in the beginning. They're talking about him and his ability to throw for 3 million yards and all this other stuff.
But in the beginning, it was more the defense. And
yeah,
Belichick.
It was.
I agree with that.
And I will say this in saying all of that. Jalen needs to evolve. This team cannot – I do not foresee this team making a repeat by playing in a similar fashion – to the way that they played last year.
Is Jalen Hurts a top two quarterback in the NFL? It is our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, let's go to Aaron, who is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Aaron, what's up?
You know, Hugh, you and I think, are kindred spirits. You stole a little bit of my thunder earlier.
Here we go.
We are definitely on the same page, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, Aaron.
So, like, what does that mean? Like, he's the second best quarterback in pro football?
Let's do Aaron's clues today, okay?
Okay, sure.
So, all right. So, I've got a quarterback that played at a major, major college. Coming out of college, they said that his arm wasn't strong enough and his size was not ideal.
Okay.
He played for a team that had nothing but Hall of Famers all around him. Didn't throw the ball a million miles. Didn't have a rocket of an arm. But all this guy did was win. He played in the 80s. He was a Hall of Famer. And his nickname was Joe Cool. Who am I talking about?
Well, I didn't even need the end of it. Obviously, we're talking about Joe Montana, third-round pick, Notre Dame's, you know, not a big arm. I get the story, but I think we're leaving something out of the story here. He dominated the league. Whether or not he had the best physical profile, he was a
Joe Montana didn't throw the ball more than 20 yards down the field.
He was a two-time MVP. I want to make the difference where you go on. Jalen Hurts has played well in huge games. He's a champion. I'm a huge Jalen Hurts fan. Jalen Hurts has never dominated the league Sunday to Sunday like Joe Montana. Joe Montana wasn't like the little engine that could that was 10th in statistics and then happened to show up in the playoffs. He was the best player. He was the best offensive player in the sport for a decade.
Joe, all Jalen Hurts has done in the biggest stage, in the biggest game, he has been the best player on the field, even when he lost the Super Bowl.
Well, hold on. I don't want to go back to this. I didn't want to do this, but you know that fumble killed them. We know this, right?
That was a freak thing. Okay. Joe, you're going to talk about a freak thing where a ball goes off a guy's quad, happens to fall right at his feet, where he kicks the ball to the defender.
All right, let's move off that. You used the Montana comp. When has Jalen Hurts been the best player in the sport over and over and over again, Sunday to Sunday? That's what greatness is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dude, the last three years, he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He is a guy, and you guys keep going to Lamar Jackson and to
he
Josh
has two
Allen.
League MVPs,
okay?
Jackson.
If you're going to start a team, you know, in terms of you want the most physically gifted athlete, then yeah, you're going to take Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. But if you're trying to build a champion, okay, and your goal is to win the Super Bowl,
do you think last year's Eagles would have won the Super Bowl with Josh Allen?
Or Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts?
Do you think last year's Eagles would have won the Super Bowl with Josh Allen?
No, because Josh Allen has a habit. In the biggest games, for as much as positive he does, He makes a mistake that costs his team the games. He does it every time in the biggest stage.
Do you think part of that is because his teammates can't cover up for his mistakes the way the Eagles cover up for
Jalen? No, I think, and this is what you guys are not. Okay.
So the safety that hurts, against the Rams, the Saquon Barkley running for that touchdown in the fourth quarter didn't help make up for that?
Yeah, but what happened? But did Jalen bring us down on the other times and score touchdowns and everything?
He completed 13 passes in the game and took 7 sacks. He stunk that day. I mean, did we watch the same game?
Dude, we won the Super Bowl.
Because the team and Jalen performed.
Look at Tom Brady. You think Tom Brady, every time that Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, he didn't have a mistake during the game? That with most teams it would have cost them the game, but
I think you're right. I think you're right, and I think there's some parallels to early Brady to Jalen. I think that's fair because it was a great team, and it was a dominant organization, and they won close games, and he performed clutch, all that. But you know what eventually happened, Aaron? He became the league MVP. He started throwing 50 touchdowns in a season. We haven't
been in the league for 5 years.
Right. So, but my point is, this is premature. If you want to call in and tell me 5 years from now Jalen will be the second best quarterback, maybe you're right. I mean, he could evolve and develop, but like that's not today. We're jumping hoops.
No, but
here.
And here's the other thing that you and Kyle, you momos, are not covering today. Okay. The one thing that you guys are not talking about with Jalen, in terms of all the Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. He, above all of those other four, his mental toughness and his intangibles that he brings to the game are things that are legendary. They are Michael Jordan-esque. They're Tom Brady-esque. They are Joe Montana-esque. He is one of a kind, and he's ours.
Okay, so where were those intangibles when they collapsed 2 years ago? Did they not have them then, or was the team around them not good enough and they didn't win?
Hey, Joe, how many offensive coordinators have this guy had in five years?
Well, you just heard A.J. Brown told McCoy it doesn't matter. I'm wondering.
It does matter,
those
though.
But the intangibles. We only point out the intangibles when they win. When they lose and collapse, whose fault is that?
Joe, you got a guy.
I think we have our answer. I think we have our answer. We can't do the intangibles thing just when they win. They collapsed in 2023. What happened there?
Are you asking?
I'm asking anyone. Oh. Anyone. Anyone that wants to respond.
You talking about in the Super Bowl?
No, in the season, two years ago, when they were 10-1 and they collapsed, that he threw interception after interception. Where are the intangibles then? Like, we always bring them up when they win.
I will say this. That year, you're talking about the year Swift was the running back,
yes,
correct?
Yeah.
He was having a pretty good season until whatever happened with this team. And they came apart.
I know. But if he had intangibles, like they didn't matter then.
I feel like
my point is, it was the team around him wasn't good enough. I'm not even blaming him for that year. I just think the team is a huge part of this.
And a lot of that to me was him adjusting to that newfound money that he got, because I think that was the first year that $250 million.
Then you get dinged for that. Like all the other quarterbacks are consistent. They all get paid.
I'm not arguing that. I'm not trying to argue that because you do have a valid point. But the bottom line is this. In a five-year career that Jalen has had, he's outperformed three of those dudes that you have on the list that is higher than him
in five years.
That's where I think people get lost in that. Because that's just like me saying Tom Brady shouldn't be a Hall of Fame because his team helped him get to that point.
Hall of Fame. No, I think Jalen is appropriately ranked at 5. I'm not saying he's the 20th best quarterback, and I know what you're saying. But league MVPs are an individual statistic. Super Bowls are a team statistic. Like Josh Allen and Lamar have won 3 combined MVPs. Jalen has 0.
You know what's funny about this argument and why to me I feel like it's especially happening now, because that's the qualifier for Jalen. For whatever reason, like he wasn't the number one draft pick. He wasn't picked that high. But a lot of times, especially in the last couple of years, I've heard people say, well, they put an all-star team around him.
They did.
I was like, well, hell, isn't that what every GM is trying to do when they get a quarterback that they feel they need to put talent around?
Right, but when you bring up those guys didn't win, I could say, well, they don't have good enough a team around them.
But my thing is, so why does Jalen get dinged for that? And everybody else gets praised for it. They went out and they tried to get Josh Allen some weapons. They went out and tried to get Lamar Jackson some weapons. Like, all these other guys go out and get weapons for whatever reason. Since Jalen already has that and Howie does a great job of doing what he's doing, you, like, I'm not saying you're doing it, but it feels like.
I think it's part of the story.
They try to diminish. You know what's interesting to me is when I see other professional athletes do that. I hear other people that have played on like the San Francisco 49ers did that. Yeah. Isn't that what they did with Brock Purdy?
Sure, and I think that's part of the Purdy story.
Nobody says that. Well, Kyle says it about Brock Purdy.
I think it's part of the story.
But nobody says that about Brock Purdy.
No, I think it's fair to bring up. I think he's pretty good, but I don't think he's great. Even though his numbers are great, he's got Shanahan. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. Let's grab Will first. What do you got, Will?
Hey, team, Crowley, how y'all doing, man?
What's up, man?
Well, this is what WIP does. We argue about the quarterback.
Hey, listen, man, y'all need to stop arguing, right? Because let me tell you what happened.
You got Hugh put him as the second best quarterback in football.
I am not arguing.
You caused the argument. You raised
I triggered Kyle, but I mean.
Well, you triggered a lot of people.
I'm calm.
I'm a trigger everybody.
Okay.
Yes, he is the number two quarterback. Because in 2022, it was always the talk of Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. And it's been that way for the last 4 years. How are you going to keep trying to put – how many teams has won a Super Bowl with statistics? None, right? The only reason why you win a Super Bowl is because you're a winner. And you have the will to win. That's the difference between all them quarterbacks that you keep putting above Jalen Hurts. He's a hard worker. He adjusted to all these different quarterbacks, offensive coordinators, and he became a winner. He improved every season. This is another thing. When you got all them elite quarterbacks that you're talking about, who's behind them? Elite coaches. We had a rookie coach for the last 4 years coaching Jalen. Like, let's be honest, and let's talk about Lamar Jackson. You know, no action Jackson. He had the best running back in the league, Derrick Henry, right?
I forgot he's a Henry guy.
You had Josh Allen. You did him say, Josh Kelly, a big choke artist. He threw for all these yards and couldn't get it done, a choke artist. And then, last but not least, we got Patrick Mahomes, right? You know, that season in 2022, and play your tapes back. I said, listen, if they didn't have the refs in their corner, they would have lost that game, right? And then I said, this season, if the refs swallow that whistle and let the best team play, we'll see who the better team is. And guess what they did? They swallowed the whistle, and the best team blew their ass out. And that's what we've been doing. We've been the best team, man. And I don't know why y'all don't want to give my man Jalen his props. And I'm going to end with this.
He's rated the fifth best quarterback. He got his props.
No. You keep putting all these other guys in front of him.
I think they're better players.
But if they better players, why they ain't got a Super Bowl title?
Because they don't play for the Eagles. They don't play for a team. Also, they have to play each other. I don't understand how we don't realize this. They have to play each other every postseason. The NFC quarterbacks and the teams have not been the same as the AFC.
Okay,
Burrow and Lamar literally play in the same division. One of them has to go on the road the whole time in the playoffs. This is the first time with Jaden Daniels since Jalen got in the league that we might have another super high-end quarterback, and we got to deal with in the division. That changes everything.
I promise you, this is the last thing.
All right.
In this season, they already knew when they drafted Saquon Barkley, they said, Jalen, you're going to have to take a step back. We want to do something different this season. You had a good year passing last season. They incorporated something different for this season. That's why they relinquished his throwing.
Well, they didn't try. Hold on. And we appreciate the call. They didn't start off doing that. By the way, I just want one more thing on this, and then Kyle, you can make your point. Because he brought up, why don't they win and rings and all that. I'm just going to throw two sets of three quarterbacks. And I just want to know who you think is better. Two sets of three quarterbacks. Set number one. Dan Marino, Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers. Set number two, Eli Manning, Nick Foles, Joe Flacco. Like, one set of those has four combined rings, and the other has zero. One group, to me, is pretty obviously better.
Dan Marino, Ryan,
and Rivers.
Right, Rivers.
They're better players.
And guess what? Between the three of them, They got two Super Bowl L's.
Not the argument, though. It's like that. Like, I don't know why it keeps getting to that.
Because that's what we base.
No, that, and you know what we want as fans, but that's not the discussion.
No, you know what? You know what's funny? And when we started this conversation, I started it off by saying that because we live in an era, and I remember saying it. I said we live in an era where Super Bowl and championships matter. That's what every time we talk about any of these elite athletes. If it's not the first thing that said, it's definitely the second. Oh, he ain't never won nothing.
See, I think it could be a tiebreaker. I think it's a tiebreaker. Like Aaron Rodgers, now he's a clown, but he was at one point a great quarterback, right? We all agree on that?
Yeah.
And some people thought he was better physically than Tom Brady, but they were close, right? Statistically. Yeah. But Brady won all the time. So I always put Brady over him. Like, I don't think Jalen's close to these guys statistically, so it's hard for me even with the ring to do it.
But here's the reality that I think that's escaping both of y'all, is that when you talk about, especially when you talk about those perennial Super Bowl contenders, Jalen's one of them. Lamar's not.
Well, yes, he is. They've won
perennial Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, they win 12 games a year.
Lamar Jackson?
Yes.
Yes.
Perennial Super Bowl contender.
Yes.
Has Lamar Jackson been to a Super Bowl?
How are you not a Super Bowl contender? How are the Ravens
I'm sorry.
If you look at the odds right now, it's Eagles and Ravens.
I'm sorry. We're playing semantics. When I say contender, I'm talking about actually playing in the Super Bowl.
He's never played in it. No.
That's what I'm talking about. So that's what I'm – Jalen has done that twice.
Okay, go ahead.
Has played in the Super – okay, let me see, because I think I'm losing y'all with the big old words.
You lost me from the jump.
Okay. Jalen's played in two Super Bowls.
Awesome.
And won one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How many Super Bowls has those other three guys played in? One.
It's not the argument.
It matters.
It's not the argument.
See, no, it's not the argument because it doesn't fit your narrative.
No. It doesn't fit the narrative, what we're talking about.
No, it fits the narrative.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You told me.
We're not asking who won the Super Bowl. That's not the argument.
You asked me at the beginning of this show. If I had to pick between the three, who am I taking?
I asked that,
And I said, I understand that physically those guys will go first.
And that's where the argument's done.
But, no, that's not what argument's
players.
Done.
They're better players.
How many playoff games have – I give you all three of one compared to how many Jalen has won.
Okay. Well, I think they've won more combined.
I need to point one thing out before we go any further. Because I need to stop hearing this idea that – Jalen Hurts makes fewer mistakes in the playoffs when it matters most. Josh Allen makes mistakes when it matters most. You know how more? You know who has more or a higher interception percentage and a higher sack percentage in the playoffs between Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen?
Hurts does. Yeah, you put that.
Yeah, mistakes.
You put that Rams game in there. That skews that. But.
No.
It's a higher percentage.
It doesn't the Super Bowl dominance also skew it? If you take that out, his stats.
You're right.
It is what it is.
They all count. So, like, if we're going to do this whole thing where Jalen Hurts doesn't make mistakes when it matters and Josh Allen does, it's just wrong. It's patently false.
Not really.
No, I literally just gave you the numbers.
It's what ammo you use to make your argument.
No, like legitimate facts as opposed to this unquantifiable intangible crap.
It is because the unquantifiable intangible that Jalen has, those other guys
because it's the only thing that anyone in this argument can use to put Jalen above these other guys in terms of a quarterback. Because he's not as skilled.
Because just like when Joe Montana came into the league, you had to measure him differently than you measure the quarterbacks, his contemporaries.
I agree with you.
And Jalen, to me, is in that same era. But
what I'm waiting for, and Aaron brought up Montana. You're right, physically, like not high picks, right? Like, I'm waiting for Jalen, like Montana started doing, to dominate the regular season.
And that's why I said, to Brian Dawkins' point, that's where he has to show that this year.
Because it's there. We've seen it in a lot of games.
Just this word's going to trigger Kyle, but it's the truth. Unquantifiable intangible.
Right. This is one five. Joke,
quite 592-9494. That's the outboard. We're live at McGurk's in Fort Washington. We'll get to Philly stuff, including some things Dave Dombrowski said on a podcast during leading off. We'll get to that Phillies today. No Bryce Harper, by the way, if you didn't see it.
Boo!
Yeah, no Harper in lineup for game number one. Again, two games. I need two Braves bean today. All right, we'll get to more of your calls on this. Hurts, is he a top two quarterback in the NFL? And OTA stuff as promised. including Cooper DeJean, maybe not just a nickel corner.
Man.
We'll see. We'll talk about it. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's that time of year again where I have to put the bacon down, kinda, and talk about grilling. It's officially grilling season, everybody. So you need to elevate your grilling game with Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. The tenderloins are truly a game changer when you're having a cookout, everybody. Check this out. They have Tuscan herb. They have honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic. They have so many flavors to choose from. Just got to figure out which one you want. So head to simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.